Congratulations. If you're watching this video, that means that you have drafted a why, something for you that articulates who you are, why you're here. If you haven't done that yet, it's okay to watch this, but just know this is what happens after you've done it, how you put the why into action. Let's take a look at what we need to do. First, start to find places to share your story. This is the why, but it's not just the why, like here's what I believe or why I came to this. It's really the story of origins. What is it about you? What happened in your life that led you here? Tell people about your passions. So this is about being strategic in knowing when and how and where to start to share your story with the people on your team. So things like strategic meetings and offsites, that's an outstanding place to share this. You've got more time. And so you can begin by unfolding the stories. And if you're wondering what story do I share, you can look at some of the high and low points of your life that you shared. Now, this is something that invites you to be a bit more vulnerable than you normally would be. Now, that word is kind of gets overused a lot. So you don't have to be vulnerable like, sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. All we're talking about is, in fact, there's a great saying that for preachers, which is you preach from your scars, never your wounds. So you share with people what you've been through and the way that it healed or closed or that you learned from it. You don't preach from your wounds, otherwise you'll bleed all over people. So those are the things that are active in you that you really haven't resolved. That's not the time to address those. And we'll talk more about that later in a boundaries module. But so strategy meetings are a place where you can share this. You can also share this in a formal check-in to a weekly meeting. You could easily add a two-minute moment where you share a bit about your why, some of your journey, what you've been discovering, and what makes you excited and passionate. And you can prime the pump and let them chime in too if they want to. They don't have to have gone through the whole process to talk about what it is that excites them in work or life. So that's another way. And then you can also start to integrate this into the one-to-one conversations you might be having. So this is all elements that help you begin to share your story. Now, when you do this, you're going to want to assume a posture of confidence. And here's the reason why. It's not uncommon. There are going to be some people for whom when you start to share about what you care about, what you're passionate about, they might have some caution or doubt or even a little bit of disinterest. And some of that is those people just candidly may not care, but that's a very small percentage. More often what you're encountering is people who are wanting this, but a little bit scared that maybe this isn't real or what are you up to? It's kind of different. And so you might encounter some of this as a defense mechanism. Your job is not to mirror that. Your job is to come from that place of confidence and allow their doubt or caution or disinterest to be their own. And you can actually invite them into something more. The more consistently you do this, the better it gets. You might also get some people that are pretty curious. What is he up to? How did our leader suddenly start doing this? I'm interested. And usually that curiosity is a sign of excitement, but it may not express itself that way. So it might just be, that's interesting. I'm not sure. And then there are going to be some that are genuinely excited. There's going to be excitement that they're going to experience that, oh my gosh, this is great. There's like a deeper purpose to what we're doing here. So those are the kind of rules of the game of showing up with a posture of confidence when you share this. And then the last thing you want to do is you want to invite others to share their why. And this, again, could be done in that strategy session or it could be done in a check-in meeting. And you want to, first of all, model the way. So if you want them to share their reason for what excites them, you share yours first and share with some details in the story, share with some vulnerability, share with some connectedness to your own heart. Let them see that part of you because that is what gives them permission to join you. You're also going to want to make it voluntary. You don't force people to share themselves in a meeting. You let them know, hey, I'd love to hear from you. You can pass if you want. I'm going to share something with you. Share whatever level you feel good about sharing. And then the other thing you want to do, especially if you're going to do this spontaneously, is make sure that you give them some time to reflect. So you might start a meeting like this. You might basically go, look, I want to share with you some stuff that is really important to me. And I'm going to invite you to do the same. But it's voluntary. And so after I share, I'm going to ask you just take a minute. Make a few notes. Write down the things that occur to you, that excite you, that you wake you up in the morning, that make you excited about the contribution you're going to make. and then ask them to share. And all you're doing is, this is just the eyedropper. There are other tools and rituals and processes I'll be introducing as we go that will give this more legs, more life, and more consistency, which is essential. And I want to remind you that this is all about connecting people to their first job, which is to be fulfilled. Helping them translate the tasks they do. This is where you as a leader are reframing those kind of daily, boring, mundane tasks that they might be doing and connecting it and linking it into something bigger for them that they really care about. So that's what it means to bring the fullness of your why into action. And there'll be a lot more of this to come, but I just wanted to give you a little bit to start. See you in the next video where we're going to actually start talking about the group why.